Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
I think your hand clap should be far better.
Oh, yes.
It's not getting better. Your hand clap should be far better. Because this morning you have the privilege of being in an extremely special place. You know, the Bible describes Noah as the sole voice of righteousness in his day when God wanted to deal with the earth. He said Noah was the sole voice of righteousness. And in this cathedral, there is a voice. I said, in this cathedral, there is a voice. You didn't hear me. I said, in this cathedral, there is a voice.
Yes.
That voice is the voice through which God speaks to us.
Yes.
Is the voice through which God instructs us.
Yes.
Is the voice through which God blesses us. And it's also the voice through which God honors us and lifts us up. And this morning, I'm happy to announce to you that voice is about to come to you.
Yeah.
It is about to bring to you God's plan, God's message, God's way for you this morning.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready, I want you to join me and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise in this place this morning. Make some noise this morning.
Most beautiful year.
Amen. Prophesy.
This year will be your most colorful year.
Amen.
This year will be your most luxuriant year.
Amen.
This year,
prophesy,
whatever you bowed to last year
prophesy
will bow down to you this
Amen.
Year.
Amen.
this year,
prophesy,
the hand of the Lord,
Jesus,
will be lifted up over you.
Amen.
Receive victory this year.
I receive it.
Receive grace this year.
I receive it.
This is the year,
prophesy,
we shall see beauty.
Prophesy.
Where there were scars,
hey,
there will be beauty.
Amen.
Where there were ashes,
prophesy,
there will be beautiful things.
Amen.
Receive the glory of God.
Receive it.
Receive the beauty of God.
Receive it.
May He watch over you.
Oh, yes.
May He lift you up.
Amen.
May He advance you.
Amen.
May He knock out your
Amen.
Enemies. May He hand over to
prophesy.
You the beautiful things of
Jesus.
Life. In Jesus' name.
Prophesy. Prophesy.
Where nothing grew.
Hey. Prophesy.
You will see beautiful things growing.
Amen.
Where there was dryness, there will be freshness.
Amen. Prophesy.
Where there were deserts,
Jesus,
a river will flow.
Oh, yes.
A river will flow.
Amen.
A river will flow.
Amen.
A river will flow.
Amen.
Somebody listening to me,
hey, prophesy,
must hear this,
prophesy,
and hear it well.
Yes.
Your helpers are on the way.
Ah.
I said your helpers are on the way.
Amen.
The people assigned to your life, they are on the way.
I receive.
They are coming.
I receive.
Some are on horses.
Hey.
Some are in armies.
Prophesy.
They are marching towards you.
I receive.
To bless you.
I receive.
To help you.
I receive.
To encourage you.
I receive.
To strengthen you.
I receive.
To lift you.
I receive.
And where there is a wall,
hey, prophesy,
where there is a wall,
Jesus,
I'm happy to announce to you, not all walls can be broken down. Not all walls can be brought down. Some walls are formidable. But where there is a wall which cannot come down, the Lord will lift you over the wall. I see you on the other side. I see you on the other side. What else was a limitation? What limitation? Tell you
prophesy.
In time past,
Jesus.
I declare,
hey,
in the name of Jesus, shall no more be a limitation.
Amen.
I am by this announcing that your borders are changing.
Amen.
Your borders are expanding.
Amen.
Your borders are enlarging.
Amen.
Your territories
prophesy.
Are enlarging.
Amen.
The space you
hey.
Occupy is becoming a bigger space.
Amen. Professor,
a bigger space.
Professor,
a bigger space.
Amen.
A bigger space.
Amen.
Say, I have dominion.
I have dominion.
I have power.
I have power.
Power in God.
Power in God.
To have dominion.
To have dominion.
To have dominion.
To have dominion.
To subdue.
To subdue.
My enemies.
My enemies.
To subdue.
To subdue.
Devils.
Devils.
Say, I have power.
I have power.
To stand where I have to stand.
Stand where I have to stand.
Say, this year.
This year.
No devil.
No devil.
Shall remove me.
Shall remove me.
From my place.
From my place.
Of destiny.
Of destiny.
Where God has put
where
me.
God has put
is
me.
Where I will be.
Is where I will be.
And it's where I'll flourish.
That is where I'll flourish.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Say, I defy.
I defy.
Patterns.
Patterns.
I defy.
I defy.
Backgrounds.
Backgrounds.
I defy.
I defy.
My weaknesses.
My weaknesses.
I defy.
I defy.
My stereotypes.
My stereotypes.
I defy.
I defy.
Every purpose
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
And I advance.
And I advance.
In spite of.
In spite of.
In spite of.
Opposition.
Opposition.
I'm advancing.
I'm advancing.
I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
In spite of.
In spite of.
The barriers.
The barriers.
Where there's no one.
Where there's no one.
Angels will appear.
Angels will appear.
Angels will appear.
Angels will appear.
Where there are no angels.
Where there are no angels.
The elements will appear.
The elements will appear.
Say, the wind is favoring me.
The wind is favoring me.
The wind is favoring me.
The sun is helping me.
The sun is helping me.
The rain.
The rain.
The sun.
The sun.
The moon.
The moon.
The wind.
The wind.
Are favoring me.
Favoring me.
Because,
because
I'm a child of God.
In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and give a shout.
Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy.
go to three people and tell them to watch you carefully.
Watch me carefully, bro.
Three people. Watch me carefully.
Watch me carefully. Hey, prophesy. Watch me carefully. Watch me. Watch
me. Tell them, watch me carefully.
Watch me carefully. Watch me. Say, watch me carefully.
Say, watch me carefully.
Watch me carefully.
Say, watch me carefully.
Watch me carefully.
As a person, have you seen a chameleon before?
Have you seen a chameleon?
Chameleon.
Hey, watch me carefully.
It changes colors.
Hey,
tell the person, as you watch me, I'll be changing colors in front of you. I'll be changing colors in front of you. I'll be looking more beautiful, more powerful, more glorified. Say what you are looking at.
What you are looking
tell the person what you are looking at.
What you are looking at.
It's not what I will be.
It's not what I will be.
Exactly a year from now.
Exactly a year from now.
Beautiful ashes.
Beautiful ashes.
A year from now. A year from now. You will be clapping for me. Clap your hands and celebrate now.
He's the Lord.
Anybody here?
Yes.
Going through difficult times.
Hey. Professor.
Financially.
Professor.
Emotionally.
Professor.
Spiritually.
Professor.
Socially.
Hey.
If you are here and you are going through difficult times, I am announcing you are coming out.
Amen.
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 And when you come out, there'll be a table prepared for you.
Yes, yes.
Receive a table.
I receive it.
Receive a table.
I receive it.
Anybody who has not been able to bath,
professor.
You've not had your bath.
Professor.
Your spiritual bath.
Hey.
Your financial bath. Your emotional bath. I'm here to announce,
professor,
in the name of Jesus, your head will not lack oil. Your head will not lack oil. I see angels anointing your head with oil. With oil. With oil. The oil of God will make you beautiful.
Amen.
The oil of God will make you beautiful.
Amen.
The oil of God will make you attractive.
Amen.
The oil of God will make you desirable.
Amen.
I'm here to announce that it is over.
Hey.
It is over.
Amen.
It is over.
Amen.
The valley is over.
Jesus.
The pain is over.
Amen.
The storm is over.
Amen.
The difficulty is over.
Amen.
Shout, I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
Shout, I'm coming out. I pull you out.
Amen.
I pull you out.
Amen.
Say, I'm some people don't respect you. Some people do not respect you. Everybody has people who do not respect
you.
But by December. By December. Some will come and confess. The rest will come and bow. Others still will come and salute. But I am announcing that your mockers, I said your mockers, shall be looking at Facebook, looking at your car, at your wedding pictures. Jesus, help me.
At thy word, speak thy
servant. There is a God.
Yes.
There is a God.
Yes.
Anybody.
Oh yes.
In pain.
Panini kataba.
Now.
Rakatana.
Hear me well.
Hey.
That pain.
Mashapa.
Is ending.
Yes.
I said it is ending.
Amen.
I said it is ending.
Amen.
And when it ends,
hey.
The people.
Kataba.
The people. The people and the other. Who rubbish you?
Professor. Oh yes.
They will come.
Jesus.
And give you offerings.
Hey. Professor.
They will come and give you offerings.
Amen.
They will sit down and say, forgive me.
Hey.
Somebody here.
Professor.
By December.
Professor.
You will hear, forgive me.
Hey.
I said you will hear, forgive me.
Amen.
And when that day comes,
hey.
Forgive them.
Kayaba.
And move on.
Yes.
Because God is changing your life.
Amen.
He's changing your life.
Amen.
He's setting you on high.
Amen.
He's blessing you.
Amen.
He's increasing you.
Amen.
He's advancing you.
Amen. Professor, work it. Work it.
Oh, you God. Will never belong to God and be useless.
Amen.
I said you will never belong to God
professor.
And be useless.
Amen.
I want you to clap your hands and go back to your seats.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your prophetic words. Thank you, Lord, that my life is changing. Beautiful ashes.
That is why. That is why. How are you doing? Beautiful. Try and see me after church. I have to give you a beloved this year.
Yeah. You are working it.
That is why you must listen to the short message I have to share with you today.
Oh, bless me.
So lift your two hands and ask the Lord to speak to you.
Oh, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. That's why we came.
Ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask Him to speak to you.
Oh, Jesus. Speak to me. Bless me with your word this morning. Bless us, Lord, with your word. Kadini Maha. Reveal your word to us this morning. Kadi Biliba. Bless us, Lord. Bless us.
I remember. Before I traveled, I instructed some of you to sow seeds in foreign currency.
Yes.
Those who brought, yes, crossing borders. Those who brought it, I stretch my hand to you. And I bless you to count more foreign currencies.
Amen.
I said more foreign currencies.
Amen.
I said more foreign currencies.
Amen.
My phone here. Yeah. Let me read a testimony somebody shared with me.
Bless me.
Am I allowed to read in the church?
Yes.
Sit down and listen to the testimony. But you can also stand up and receive it.
It's too hard to sit down.
He said, on the 31st of December, you directed us to pick an envelope and sow a seed. Foreign currency, not less than $10. And on the envelope, we should write crossing borders. I'm surprised you remember. Just this week, I've crossed into two great countries.
Hey! Wow! Hey, it's working! Kadi di Maraba! Hey! Crossing borders.
The person's testimony.
Wow.
I've crossed into two great countries.
Hallelujah.
My husband took two envelopes and gave me one. Initially, I was like, instead of dollars, I will do pounds. Because that's higher. Not sure where to get the money to convert, because even as at now that I'm typing this, December salaries haven't been paid. But I believed. Guess what? On Tuesday, a customer came to my workplace and gave me 30 euros.
Wow.
As my wedding gift.
Hey.
I was super excited and told myself that, girl, you already know what to do. That's not even the amazing part. My elder sister called me today and said I should come home. And she put into the bracket the old home. May your present home be your old home.
Amen.
Some sisters are receiving wedding rings.
Professor. Work it. Work it. Work it.
Yesterday I called a brother and I gave him a wedding ring.
Hey.
I said, go and marry with it.
Come on. Ajay.
So I left work during my lunch break just to get home and meet a cousin of mine who has been away in the USA for close to 16 years. Can you believe it? As soon as he saw me, he gave me $200 as a wedding gift.
Hey! Professor, crossing borders. You are working it.
I have never come into contact with euros and $200.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Please don't stop giving us directions on
stop.
How we can be blessed.
Don't stop.
I'm so happy.
Don't stop.
Receive your dollars.
I receive it.
Receive your blessings.
I receive it.
Receive your blessings.
I receive it.
There is something coming over your life.
Professor.
So there is something coming over your life.
Professor.
You've not seen it before.
Hey.
You've not experienced it before. But you will share a testimony.
Amen.
Of something brand new.
Hey.
A brand new experience.
Amen.
A brand new blessing.
Amen.
And
Professor.
When God does it, everybody will know that God has been good to you.
Mm.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Somebody who has not seen $10 before,
hey, professor,
is counting $200.
Amen.
Somebody who has not used euros before,
professor,
is receiving euros.
I receive it.
This year,
hey,
you will move into thousands of
amen.
Dollars, thousands of pounds.
I receive it.
Thousands of blessings.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it. Professor.
There's a girl here.
Oh, professor.
First. Five rows.
Work it, professor.
You will have your own money to buy your own car.
Amen.
In about 20 years' time.
Amen.
But this year, somebody will dash you a car.
Amen. Professor.
The first three cars you will use
hey.
Will be cars you will not buy.
Amen.
I said the first three cars you will use
hey.
Will be cars you will not buy.
I receive.
I see them coming on the left.
I receive.
I see them coming from the front.
I receive.
I see them from behind.
I receive.
I see them on the right.
I receive.
Receive it now.
I receive it. Professor. Oh, yes.
That's why you must listen to me carefully. Because God has strategically positioned you.
Oh, yes.
Allow those who are chasing money to go after money.
I hear you.
But you should chase after God's will for your life.
Hey.
Somebody quoted me back to me. And I loved it. I said, any life you are living, that everything you have can be accounted for, it's a very low life. Very low life.
Hey.
There should be magical dollars in your
hey.
Pocket.
Come on. I receive. Magical dollars.
I went to a shop with my wife.
Hey.
A few days ago. And we had both planned what we are going to buy and how much we are going to use, because we knew the money we had in our pockets. But when we entered the shop,
hey,
we found very nice things, nicer things than we had planned. So I began to collect the nice things, and she also began to collect the nice things. Then we look at each other and say, who is paying?
Hey.
And I remember that I had a card with me to make some payments.
Hey.
When we got to the place to pay, I took out the card and I heard a voice. Put it back. I put the card back. So what is happening? Should I return the items? Check all your pockets. Any pocket I put in, money comes out.
Hey!
Any pocket I put my hand in, money comes out. Money comes out. Money comes out. Money comes out.
I receive.
I asked my wife. My wife asked me, but why is this money coming from? I said, I don't know.
Miracle.
Collect
money.
It and pay.
I receive.
Receive your miracle money.
I receive it.
Now.
Hey. I receive it. Wow! I tap into this. Kala da ba 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 ba. Hey! I receive. Wow!
As I stand here, hey. I can't account for it.
My God! Wow!
Hey! If you ask me to account for the money we spent in that shop, you will call me a thief.
Oh Lord, I receive.
I cannot say that this person gave it to me, or I go buying for this, or I took it. No,
I receive. Hey!
But it was coming out.
Hey,
it was coming out.
I receive.
Coming out. Somebody here, this
professor,
Wednesday morning,
hey,
you pull a drawer in your room and find money you don't remember putting there. Receive it now.
I receive it. Professor.
God provides.
Amen.
He sends angels.
Hey.
He himself enters your room.
Hey.
Don't live a life of calculations.
Mm.
Don't live a life of logic.
Hey.
Don't live a 2 + 7 equals 9 life. Live a 3 + 6 equals 28 life.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of the supernatural. Of the supernatural.
Too much, too much.
It is real.
I receive.
There's nothing that says that you must buy before you use it. And there's nothing that says you must earn it before you must buy. We are responsible. We work. We work very hard. But I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, that your effort cannot account and should not account for the blessings of your life. I have to preach. People are...
Oh. We miss you. We miss you. Professor. Professor.
This year.
Professor.
Expect to wear shoes.
Hey.
High heels.
Hey.
Stilettos.
Hey.
Shoes
Professor.
That you've not seen before.
Professor.
This week,
hey,
somebody is entering a shop,
hey,
and is buying shoes.
Professor,
thinking it's for her.
Hey,
you see, last week,
hey,
I bought something,
work
and
it.
I thought it was for me.
Yeah.
When I came home,
hey,
I realized that it doesn't fit me,
hey,
but it's very expensive and it's very nice.
Hey.
I suddenly thought of a brother I must give it to. So not to understand that when I was buying it, I thought it was for me. But I was buying it for a brother. Somebody is buying you a car. Somebody is buying you a shirt. Somebody is building a house for you. Somebody is buying land for you. Receive the supernatural.
Professor. Wow. Oh Lord. Too nice. Professor. Work it.
Oh, next time they ask you 1 + 1, say 7.
Ay, 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 ay. Supernatural.
The next time they say 2 × 10, say 500.
Hey! Doesn't make sense.
Supernatural. How much energy do you have to provide for yourself? I want to preach. Sit down.
Oh.
Use your energy to serve God.
Oh, yes.
Use your energy to follow God.
Yes.
And He will give you what your energy cannot provide for you. Can you clap your hands?
Oh, hallelujah. 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 What a blessing. Hey! Too nice. Too nice.
Today,
I love this.
I want to share a scripture with you, because it's my first Sunday, and our prophet has given us the source of our blessing this year, and the source of our blessing this year is work. Anybody, the Bible says, anybody who does not work must not eat. You have no right to eat if you don't work. And a lot of work is useless work. A lot of work is useless work. A lot of what we are doing around, running around, is useless. How can you do it? I mean, spend your life doing something that only gives you money once a month. How? And the money cannot cross into the next month. I'm saying that how can you spend your life doing something that gives you so the rest of the month, what do you do? A lot of work is useless. The Bible says there is one, and there is not a second. There is one, and there is not a second. He has neither child nor brother. Doesn't have a child. Doesn't have a brother. Neither is his eyes satisfied with riches. And there's no end to his labor. There is one, and there's not a second, who has neither child nor brother. But there is no end to his labor. Neither is his eyes satisfied with riches. Neither said he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. This is useless. And it's a sore travail. This year, you will not do useless work. I said, this year, you will not do useless work. Amen. You won't live a life where there's no end to your travail. And there's no happiness. You see, I ask myself, for whom do I do this? Useless. So, this year, the theme is work. And you must believe God to work for God. So the title of the message I'm preaching today is from Psalm 95. Verse 6. Oh, come. Let us worship and bow down. This is one of the favorite scriptures of our prophet. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. He is our God. And we are the people of his pasture. This year, I want you to have a vision. And the vision is the title of the message. And the title is The Sheep of His Pasture. Your vision must be that you will be the sheep of his pasture. Make it your vision to be the sheep of his pasture. Don't make yourself the snake of his pasture. Because the pasture of God has got snakes. The pasture of God has got goats. The pasture of God has got hyenas. But we, this group, we are not the lions of his pasture. I want to beg you, if kneeling down will help you, then I will kneel down. If kneeling down is what will appease you, then I'm kneeling down to beg you to make yourself the sheep of his pasture. It will not help you to make yourself anything else apart from the sheep of his pasture. This year, try to make yourself a sheep. Why? 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 If you had 3 days non-stop, I could give you 100 reasons. But I don't have 3 days to preach. I'll give you one reason. Just one. One reason why you must be a sheep. I'm on course. I feel I am on course to preaching the shortest message so far. So listen carefully. Why should it be your desire to be a sheep? Because your prosperity is linked to being a sheep. I shall not want. The message can end. Your prosperity is linked to being a sheep. Is there? I shall not want. And who is the one who shall not want? The Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Who is the one who shall not want? The one who has made himself a sheep is bad English to be a lion and call somebody your shepherd.
Such things.
It's bad English.
It's even bad behavior.
It's even bad behavior. To be a snake. A snake. So, Brother Emmanuel is my shepherd. No. Shepherd means sheep. It's sheep head. The head of the sheep. They have removed just one E. There is an E here. Sheep. Head. So it is sheep. Head. So is the head the leader of a sheep? So it is said, the Lord is my snake head. Sheep are going, a snake you're also following. The Lord is my lion head. God does not herd lions. He does not herd goats. He does not herd snakes. He herds sheep. Not sheep. It is the one who has made himself a sheep who says, I shall not want. In other words, I will have need of nothing. I will not need a husband. I will not need a wife. I will not need a car. I will not need school fees. I will not need lunch. I will not need clothes. I will not need shoes. I will not need accommodation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This year, our year of work is linked to you being a sheep. Because the work you will do must be work that you have been sent to do. Not work. I said the work you will do must be work that you have been sent to do. So maybe we should end with how do you make yourself a sheep? Wouldn't you want to know? How do you make yourself a sheep? You make yourself a sheep. One way to make yourself a sheep. I think I'm ending now.
You are blessing us.
Is to make yourself leadable. Some of you sitting here looking at me with glasses, you are not leadable. And that makes you a hyena, makes you a snake. He leads me. The characteristic of a sheep is that the sheep can be led. Our pastor is leading all of us tomorrow through 2 weeks of praying and fasting. Make yourself leadable. He's going to lead us in prayer meetings, online, in the evenings. We are coming here. I will be here. I'll be online. I'll be online praying. Why should I be online? Nobody is born naturally a sheep. You make yourself a sheep. Nobody is born naturally a sheep. We are bad. We are bad people. It's by the grace of God and by the influence of the Holy Spirit that we subject ourselves and submit ourselves to set authority. Nobody is naturally a sheep. Actually, what a sheep does naturally is to go astray. Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Naturally. Many of you sitting here, you've gone astray. You are lost. And it's normal. The fact that you are sitting here doesn't mean you are living a normal life. So, I was going to sit down, then I just felt like somebody wanted to know, how do I make myself a sheep? That's why I'm telling this for just 4 minutes. But the message that has ended.
Oh, you are very kind.
Make yourself. If you don't make yourself, nobody will make you. And you are not that type. So make yourself somebody who can be led by the Lord and his Jeremiah 3:15 agents. So, number one, make yourself leadable. Number two, make yourself forcible. I am forcible. I can be forced to do something. He makes me lie down. I don't care whether it is in a dictionary or not. I can be made to do things I don't want to do. Against my will. I'm showing you. Otherwise, you will be in the church as a dragon. Dragon. Some of you are dragons. And you're not prospering. No. Money is not the indicator of prosperity. Oh, money. What are you talking about? Even if it is money, how much do you have? How much do you have? You should be somebody who can be made to do something you are not
disposed to do it. You see there. In the, yeah. Please, color he make it. And he lead it. There are two different things. He lead that means that I want to go there, but I don't know the way. So a leader is leading me. But he make it means that I don't like it, but I'm allowing him to force me. Have you not, girls, not allowed boys to force you to do things you didn't want to do? He made you do something. He made you do something you didn't want to do. I'm teaching you how to be a sheep. I want to pray. I want to pray. But I don't know how to pray or how to wake up and pray. So God has anointed Bishop Kobe as my pastor. So he's going to when are you waking me up tomorrow? 4 a.m. He's waking me up. So that's why we say that he's leading us to pray. He's leading me to pray. I don't know if you want to pray. You genuinely want to pray, but because of your phlegmatism, your laziness, and your things, you like sleeping, but you really want to pray. So God will anoint Bishop Kobe to lead us. That's what we saw. He's leading prayers. But when it comes to coming to church, that you don't want to come, then he makes you come to church. When it comes to being a basanta leader, and you don't want to be a shepherd, you don't want to work for God, then he makes you wake up and go and do outreach. I'm preaching. This year, don't be a lion. Don't be a lion. Don't be a lion. I said this year, don't be a lion. It makes you ugly. Be a sheep. Sheep are beautiful. This year, allow yourself to be made to do things. I'll tell you, you are a beautiful woman, pretty girl. But I'll tell you, your most beautiful state is not the state. Your most beautiful state is in being a sheep. It makes you more beautiful than this dragonfly hair you have put on your head. I say, being a sheep suits you. You look nice as a sheep. You look nice as a sheep. Why? Let me revise because I'm ending. Why should you be a sheep of his pasture? Because that is how you walk into prosperity. Yeah. This year, Bishop Kobe will lead us to pray. He will lead us to work. He will lead us to outreaches. He will lead us to crusades. I'm telling you, he will lead us to outreach. Not just shaman. Not just shaman. Just a man at all. And when he says something, humble yourself. You see, one reason why God uses sheep to describe us is that sheep are very humble. And it is in being humble that God lifts you up. He chose you to lift you up. He chose you to lift you up. That's why he has made you into something that makes you that very type of person he would like to lift up. That's why when he chose you, he didn't make you a hyena, he didn't make you a goat, he didn't make you a cow. He made you a humble sheep, because it is only the humble who can be lifted up. Be a sheep. Be a sheep. Be a sheep. Be leadable. Be forceable. Even what you don't want to do. I don't want to fast naturally. But this 2 weeks, he will instruct me to fast. I'll be in his prayer meetings. I'll be sitting here as he leads his prayer meetings. Don't be too big. The fact that you've got muscles doesn't mean that you are anything. Relax. It's a sheep who prosper. I'm with a microphone. If I was with you alone, I would have told you my level of prosperity. Don't do what you are doing. You are too down to make yourself a lion. Wake up. You are too down. You are too nothing. Humble yourself as a sheep and let our pastor lead us. He says, leave your basenta and go to that basenta and pass. Go, go, go. Why? Mamba. Why? So a sheep is what? Forcible. I'm giving you just three. And this was not the message. The message that I finished 20 minutes ago. But as I'm just feeling that there. Then one last one, the third one. Do you want to know a third one? Oh, so I should stop preaching. Do you want to know a third characteristic of a sheep? A sheep. I don't feel these people want it. You want a sheep? Or you want it? So I should come here. Then let's go. This is the original place. A sheep. It's leadable. Yes. It's forceable. You can't force it. The third thing, which I recommend to you this year, is that a sheep is a chaser. Wow. A sheep is what?
A chaser.
But it doesn't chase girls. It doesn't chase money. Doesn't chase money. Doesn't chase girls. It doesn't chase boys. A sheep chases his shepherd. A shepherd doesn't chase sheep. Sheep chase. Some of you are hiding in places expecting me to come and look for you. You are sick. The only sheep the shepherd chases are lost sheep. And the last time I checked, you were not lost. If I don't see you for 4 weeks, 2 weeks, I'll come and look for you. I'll chase you. I said, the only sheep the shepherd chases
is what?
The lost sheep.
Are you lost? Ask your neighbor, are you lost? Ask your neighbor. Ask her, are you lost? Are you lost? So once you are not lost and you are here, you got to chase. If I don't see you for 2 weeks, or once like today, I'm looking at, I can't see Esmeralda. I'll call you. I'm looking around. I can't see Afidenyo today. I'll chase you. Afidenyo. Do you know Afidenyo? Afidenyo. But once you are here, Kayako tabaha tabaka tabaha. Somebody just said, hiding is different from being lost. Those of you in the church who have made yourself mice, mouses, under the chair, you are in your corner, like I should leave my wife and come and look for you. Oh, yes, Sekewa. I think I want to stop preaching because I'm offending the sensibilities of certain. I should go on. Oh, that side. Okay. Sorry. Sometimes I forget that I've got members there. I said, the day you don't come to church or you get lost, I'll look for you. I'll look for you. But until that day, don't be in the church hiding like a mouse. Once we are here, your aim, your role is to chase the shepherd. In fact, you get lost because you fail to chase your shepherd. I'm teaching you how to be a church member. How to be a church member. Don't be there thinking that the burden of pursuit is on the shepherd. The burden to pursue is on you, the sheep. You must be interested in your shepherd. The disinterest, the disconnection, the ambivalence towards our pastors in the years gone by are giving way to deep interest. I am very interested in my pastor. Very interested. I'm even what he wears, I'm interested in it. I'm interested in what he has to say. I don't remember the last time I sat in a church. It's been 30 years now. 30 years since I was in my pastor's church Sunday morning. It's been 30 years. It's been how many years? 30 years. I don't remember the last time I sat down in his church that he's pastoring me. Dalet. But ladies and gentlemen, I see myself as a sheep who must be interested. John chapter 10, verse 27, and I end. Look at it. My sheep. Look at the order. The order is in the Bible. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So for me to know you, you must be interested in my voice. experience, experience alone has taught me that I hardly know people who are not interested in me, who don't come around, who don't say hello, who don't text, who don't call. I give you something to do, I must chase you again and check on you and chase you again, and before you know it, they are saying that you are my girlfriend. Notice the other, sir. Are you not in the university? University? Yeah, look at it. The first thing is that you see, the burden is on you, the sheep, to hear the voice. Then you are known. I will know you to the degree that you are interested in my voice. I repeat, I will know you and be close to you to the degree that you are interested in my voice. You don't want me? Get away. I'll make an attempt. I'll try. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll whatever. I'll whatever. And I say, oh, this guy. Just go to your place. Wherever you want to go, go. Even if it's hell you want to go, you can go. You can feel free to go. It's the responsibility of a shepherd to chase sheep. But it's only the sheep that are lost. Once we are here, the burden is on you to chase after Bishop Kobe. The burden of pursuit is on the follower. So to hang around and think that because you are around, I should what, call you, or I should ask you how, or ask you to check on you, or I, guy, who are you? Be there. This year, the work that is ahead of us will be done only when you are capable of pursuing. I've noticed, even me as this low class pastor, I've even seen that the people who do well, even in this 2x4 church we have, are the people who are interested in me. It's so clear. I mean, even a blind person can see it. Anything, I'm telling you, anything. I mean, the choir we enjoyed this morning, we enjoyed it because the leader is interested in me. She wants my input. She does what I say she should do. Every instruction is obeyed. You won't believe it. Anything that is nice in the church has got somebody around it who chases the voice. This year, you must be a chaser of a voice. You must be interested in what your shepherd has to say. And I would say to you again that the order is clear. The first responsibility is not on the shepherd. It's on the sheep. The burden to hear the voice. The burden to be interested. What is my pastor saying? I don't even understand what he said. I seek further clarification. Then I do it. Because I'm interested. That's why in the Old Testament you hear hearken. Hearken is deeper than hearing. In fact, hearken means obey. It's not even about here. The word hearken means to actually obey. Don't sit in the church, hiding on the chairs, hiding behind columns, hiding in your cars, hiding in places and think that
the pastor because you are what? Because you are what? The pastor will chase you. The pastor will look for you. Even the following, it comes from you. Is there? They follow me. I sent somebody a text. Was it you recently? Or somebody? Someone. I said, anybody you see following me was not called by me. Was it you I told?
Yeah.
Yes. Anybody you see following me, it's a person's decision to follow me. Never think that I have called Reverend Akins into a meeting. Me? Then you don't know me. If he will be in the meeting, it's me. He is interested to be there. That's true. Today you may not see me in First Love camps and prophets camps all over the world, because there are seasons. But for decades, I sat in every camp, every single camp. Not. Do you think prophet sent me a text to invite me to a camp, beautiful job camp? Never. He's busy. He's very busy. If you saw me at a conference, at a camp, I followed. Because the burden to follow is on the lesser, unless you see yourself as a bigger man. And And it's amazing, eh? That if you play just your one role of being interested in the voice, being interested in your pastor and what he has to say and his opinion and his instructions, just that morphs you, changes you into a follower. You didn't even start to say, oh, I'm following this person. No, but your interest in his words, his teachings, his voice, his anointing, his instruction, it just changes you into a follower. I am a follower of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Unapologetic. And I did not set out to follow. I set out to just... I mean, it was deep. The admiration was too deep. I told my wife one, I said, I'm very happy Bishop is a man. Oh, yes. I'm very happy he's a man, because the feelings I have are too strong. I followed. Your interest in a pastor's voice, in a pastor's words, will make you a follower. It will make you a follower. Anybody here, whether by center leader, reverend, pastor, whatever, who is far, you are far because of your deceit. Today I am unmasking you. You are not interested in my voice. It's not because you are busy. It's not because you are in Arise. Arise, Arise. I can give you names of people closer to me than pastors sitting in front. If you have any prayer to pray this year, don't pray to get a U.S. visa. Pray that God will put in you an interest in your pastor's voice. It will before you know it. Look. I've been to Sri Lanka. Do you know Sri Lanka? I mean, Africa alone, I've been to 34 countries. That's Africa. That's just Africa. 34 countries. I'm not talking about Europe, Asia, Americas. No, let's say I've not gone anywhere. I've not been to London before. Only Africa, 34 countries. How did I follow my pastor into 34 countries? how did I follow my pastor? How did I become international? And I'm very international. How did I become international? By my interest in my pastor's voice. Do you know your problem? Your problem. You, Prince, your problem. You are not interested in me. I'm telling you. It's not about this cup of daddy nonsense. It's bonkers. Bonkers. You are not interested. You are not interested. You've hurt yourself. Look, I want to tell everybody in this church, your first responsibility is to be interested in what this man has to tell you. If you chase his voice, it will change your destiny, your mind, your life, your patterns, your background. It will change everything. A voice. A voice. Go and do a Bible study on the voice of God. Do a Bible study on the voice of God. You will get to understand that a voice may be all you need in life to make it. A voice. A voice. That's why Isaiah 30:21 says, you will hear a voice behind you saying to you, this is the way. Because it's not easy to know the way. It's not easy to know what to do. There are women with husbands who don't know what to do with their husbands. There are husbands with wives who don't know what to do with their wives. There are parents with children who don't know what to do with their children. To know what to do is a special place in life. That's why a voice. A voice. So if Satan wants to obliterate your destiny, he will give you a disinterest in the voice of your pastor. The first step is that you're not interested in what he has to say. You're not interested. Oh, bungalows. Oh. Oh. We are talking about proper pastors who can prophesy when they are preaching. Bishop Ogo is some nonsense. Proper pastor, Bishop Ogo. And you see them. You see them. Soon they are beggars. Soon they are what they claim to be, they are not. They are empty. Most people, anybody who takes his eyes off his shepherd, who takes his ears off the voice of a shepherd, soonest becomes hollow. You just knock. It's just gas. It's not solid. I'm solid. Can you see me well? I should come and stand in front of you. Can you see me well? I'm solid. You are looking at a solid man. There's no gas in me. I'm solid. Super solid. Why? Because I'm a good Christian. I'm determined. No. Because I'm interested in my pastor's voice. It's the single and most important criterion. This year, be interested in what your pastor has to say to you. Don't sit there. Don't sit at the back nonchalantly. Blasé, with a blasé disposition. Don't do that. Never admire anybody who cuts himself off his pastor's voice. You know, when you were kids, I'm sure your father also had it. There was this record label which produced this Jimmy Cliff's and so it was HMV, his master's voice. You remember? HMV, yes. His master's voice. It was a record label. His master's voice. My shepherd's voice, MSV. My pastor's voice, MPV. His master's voice. You've hurt yourself. You've hurt yourself. The hymn writer said, oh, what needless pain we bear. I say you've hurt yourself. And some of you this year may hurt yourself even more. Except you repent. Stand to your feet. Let's go.
What a way. Wow. God bless you, Daddy. Wow. 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 What a way. Wow. 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 What a way. What a way. What a way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a way.
What peace we always forfeit. Oh, what needless pain to bear.
Listen, if you are in this church and our voice is not nice to you, I want you to join the others who have left. Join them. Go and find whoever can help you. Don't be here. Once you are here, it means that our voice is top. 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 I will advise you not to be in this branch. Settle down in a branch nicely. You'll flourish far more than this dry life you are living. You don't like my voice. Please. I know you are. But my wife is not here. So you don't have to be here. You can go to the Kodesh or go to Adenta. Do you see the point? It doesn't change your marriage. I mean, my marriage has soared like a jungle. My wife is not here. She doesn't go to church here. She's in somebody's church. But my marriage, it has done what? Soared like what? A jungle. So you don't have to be here. You don't. Our church has 6,000 branches. Go away. Go. Go. Some people lived for 600 years. Yours is just 80 or 95. Go fast. Don't be here. There's no time. Don't waste time. But if you are here, then arrange yourself. Arrange yourself. Lift your two hands.
Oh Jesus, thank you for your word, the ability to follow, the grace to follow.
Because we do not care.
Oh Lord Jesus, the grace of God to follow our shepherd.
Everybody sing it.
Whatever we have in Jesus.
He's such a beautiful friend.
Sins and guilt to bear.
What a privilege to carry.
What a privilege.
Send them, Lord.
Carry.
Send them here, Lord. Send them here, Lord.
To God in prayer.
Bring them here, Lord. Gather them here, Lord.
What peace we often forfeit.
As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again today. Pastor, it's all Jesus.
Yes.
It's all about Jesus. Today is my first time. Oh, I've been coming to church. Pastor, I need Jesus. I want to be born again, Pastor. Wherever you are, today, you can take the opportunity. It's your chance to turn around
and face Jesus and allow him to lead you. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, I want to know Jesus deeper and more. I don't want to be just a church member. I want to be a child of God. I want to be a believer. Pastor, pray for me. If you are here like that, as every head is bowed, you can lift up your right hand. Yes, lift it up. If you want to pray with you right now. Yes, yes, yes. That step. It's called the Jesus step. The Jesus step. You want to take the Jesus step. Lift your hand now. Yes. I see your hand. It's a beautiful hand. I like the way you shut it up. I want to take a decision for Jesus. The Jesus step. Lift your hand high. Jesus. If your hand is up, I want you to come from wherever you are. At the back. Come. Come. Come.
What peace we often for.
Clap your hands for them. God bless you. Clap your hands for them. I want to beg you, tomorrow morning, I preach a message in my first service at First Works. The title is A Beautiful Life. This morning, it's on podcast. It should be on podcast in the morning, tomorrow. Make sure you listen to it 5 times. 5. A beautiful life. Before I forget, it's my instruction. So once again, my voice. Lift your hands. Let's all join them to pray. Lift your hands, everyone. Everybody lift your hands. Everyone upstairs, everyone. And we are all praying together. We are joining our beautiful brothers. Hey, there's no girl here. Hey, what is this? Okay. So lift your hands. We are joining our brothers. It shows something. For there to be only boys here, it should tell you something. When there are more girls here than boys, it should tell you something. If you analyze, you understand something. Lift your hands, everyone. And now let's pray. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I realize I'm a sinner. I've done many, many bad things. Please forgive me. Forgive me. I'm coming back to you. Because you called me. You drew me to you. So I've come. Please wash me. Make me clean. Make me pure. Make me your child. I thank you. I'm born again. Oh God. Make me your child. From today. Your son Jesus. Is my master. My savior. And my Lord. I'll follow you. I'll read my Bible. I'll pray. I will be leadable. I'll be forcible. Oh help me, Lord. Have mercy on me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You see our pastor, the one who is waving the hand. I want us to go to her. She's going to talk to you. And whatever she says, listen to it. Obey her, okay? And please, with a louder hand clap, let's receive our pastor.
clap should be proper. Your hand clap should be proper. Your hand clap should be proper. You know, listen. I don't know about you, but I want to do something a little unusual. I feel that being his first Sunday here with us, I feel that Bishop should lead us in the communion today. Bishop, please, if you will. Communion. Please put your hands together for Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo as he comes to lead us in the communion today.
This year, when you come to church, get your communion. It's important. It's his master's voice. Our master's voice said we should take it and eat it. That's a reason why we are eating. It's not because we are hungry. Some of you have eaten two bowls of cake before coming.
Hey. Loaded.
Especially the sisters.
Hey.
The sisters. If you do an x-ray and see what is inside their stomach, they look like they don't eat. So we are not doing this because we are hungry.
No.
But a Christian must remember Jesus and his suffering. Yes. His body. Say the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
So this year, be interested in the body of Christ. It's not one of the, like a table chair or a tree. No. His body is special. And it was broken on the cross for us. So when we do this, we are reminding ourselves every day that he's our Lord. That he's there. He's important. He's our master. Say the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Say it was broken for me.
It was broken for me.
Which we bless. As I eat it.
As I eat it.
I'm being changed.
I'm being changed.
Into his image.
Into his image.
I remember.
I remember.
Say I remember.
I remember.
His suffering.
His suffering.
And as I remember his suffering.
And as I remember his suffering.
I can also suffer for him.
I can also suffer
for a little suffering for him.
A little suffering for him.
The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
I love it.
I love it.
Say, I love the body.
I love the body.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it.
I will pass over you. When I come and I see the blood. When I see the blood.
There's no Christianity without the blood of Jesus. That's why we drink it. And we remind ourselves that this thing we are doing, it's not ice cream and watch it. Blood has been shed. Blood. For you to be here, it's not a small thing. It involves blood. So we remember it.
Yes.
And we value the blood. And we call upon that blood over our lives this year. That any devil that wants to drink our blood has to drink this blood first. As we drink it, we make our blood unavailable.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
As our covering.
As our covering.
As my healing.
As my healing.
As my protection.
As my protection.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it.
I will pass over you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Lift your hands.
Oh, bless me. Bless me.
I set you.
Jesus. Hush.
I set you.
Adili bakada baba.
On the path.
Oh, prophet.
Of the supernatural this year.
Amen.
The outcomes of your life shall be supernatural.
Amen.
By reason of the introduction of the body and the blood, you are now transformed
into a being higher, more superior, more powerful than the normal and the natural.
Yes.
Therefore, go on, conquer, take the mountains.
Amen.
I set you as an indomitable believer. What caused others to fall cannot topple you over.
Amen.
By reason of the blood.
Jesus.
By reason of the blood.
Jesus.
I reorder your destiny.
Amen.
That the introduction of the power of the blood will rearrange the narratives of your life.
Amen.
Where you were meant to go down, you shall be going up.
Amen.
Where you were meant to fall,
Jesus,
you shall stand.
Amen.
Where you were meant to be little,
Jesus,
you shall be many.
Amen.
Where you were meant to wither away,
Amen,
you shall flourish.
Amen.
You flourish.
Amen.
You flourish.
Amen.
You'll be great.
Amen.
You'll be mighty.
Amen.
You'll be powerful.
Amen.
Receive the blessings
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
For Monday, for Tuesday,
yes,
for Wednesday,
Jesus,
for Thursday,
Jesus,
for Friday,
Jesus,
for Saturday,
Amen,
till we meet again. The hand of the Lord rest on you. Till we meet again, the power of God be deployed in your favor. Be favored. Be favored.
Amen.
Not by your beauty. Not by your skill, but by the supernatural, by the anointing, by the mercy, by the grace of God. The Lord watch over you and make you mighty.
Amen.
In the midst of your enemies, may you rule.
Amen.
May your foot be on their necks. May they never be able to rise against you.
Amen.
Crush them.
Amen.
I 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 crush them.
Amen.
And I declare that you are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
Free to prosper.
Amen.
Free to enjoy God.
Amen.
Free to enjoy your table.
Amen.
Free to enjoy your blessings.
Amen.
Free to advance.
Prophesy.
And free to serve God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, clap your hands. Keep clapping your hands. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, all the way at the back. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh,
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody lift up your voice. Just praise the Lord. Just bless the name of the Lord. Just bless the name of the Lord. Just bless the name of the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Just bless the name of the Lord. Just bless the name of the Lord. Just bless the name of Jesus. Lord, obey your power. Worthy, 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 worthy.
We give you glory. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What a blessing.
I feel that now your year is beginning to reveal itself.
Oh, yes.
It's beginning to reveal itself. Mm. Today's message.
Yes.
Your year is beginning to reveal itself. It's beginning to reveal itself. And I told you that there is a voice here. Yeah. Very excited about the third point because that voice is important for you. Mm. Apparently, your life this year depended on that voice. Yeah. That voice. And many of us are quiet because we know that that voice is distant from us. But this year, I declare.
Oh, yes.
I said this year,
Jesus.
I declare, this is the year that you will take your decisions based on the voice that is
Hallelujah.
In this coming.
Hallelujah.
You watch. You'll be heard remarking to somebody that I heard Bishop say this, so I'm doing this. This is the year. I said this is the year.
Oh, yes.
I said this is the year.
Yes.
Oh, yes. This is the year that you will enter his podcast and use it to run your life. Yes. You will enter his podcast and use it to find a beloved. You will enter his podcast and use it to decide which of your employees to sack and which to keep. Yeah. A voice. a voice. And I pray for you that Satan will not be able to develop in you a resistance to that voice. Yeah. A resistance to that voice. Bishop, thank you very much. God bless you.
What a blessing. What a word. God bless you.
We thank God for the word from our pastor.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Put your hands together for the word.
Come on.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Oh, what a blessing.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.